The airlines cannot sit at the other end of the phone and, you know, for half an hour tell you the whole gamut of fares. They don't have the time, and I can respect that. Whereas, you know, at Access Travel Centre, it will certainly set it up for you, find out what you're all about, yep. Spend a lot more time and offer you the fare differentials.
Max Majors with us from Access Travel. Suppose you go somewhere and you take a rental car.
Yep.
And you have a camera.
Yep.
And you think, oh, look, I won't leave it in visibility of people walking along the street. I'll put a little jumper over it.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, the car gets broken into and it gets stolen.
Yep.
Are you covered or not?
No, most of the policies won't protect you because that's not taking reasonable care.
Really?
Yep. Especially if it's an expensive camera, you've got to be very careful about that. Whereas if you were to put it in your boot and leave it in your boot, not for an extended period of time, say 2 or 3 hours, then the good policies will protect you. So that's why you've got to really be careful of that, because they can always hide behind, if you want to call it hiding behind, the clause of did not take due care or diligence and so forth. And if they do that, then of course you're not going to be paid out.
Max, you know, it's all very well to say read the fine print, but yeah, even the lawyers who come into 5AA and talk about these sorts of issues will tell us that even they don't read the fine print.
Yeah, it's very true indeed. I sort of verge on with travel insurance. I mean, after doing this potential between, okay, will we pay or not pay, especially one of the policies, they turn around and say, we will pay. We don't want any hassles with the consumers. I find they're pretty good. The fine print has changed, though, I think, better, because it's now in English. It's not sort of as ambiguous as it used to be. And there's also an interesting one, the Australian Federation of Travel Agents, many times have actually come in on the side of the consumer and saying, hang on, that's the way you've interpreted it. That's not the way the consumer interpreted it, and the insurance company has paid out. I have found a lot of these travel insurance companies that issued through the credit cards or the banking institutions or health companies who are not really travel insurance companies that really are privy or savvy, I find they're the ones that I'm a little bit having a bit of a problem with. We find clients complaining to us if they've bought it from those institutions and they don't have the staff to actually sit down and explain all the conditions to them, and the ambiguity seems to set in.
We're talking with Max Major from Access Travel, and if you've got any travel questions or comments to make on any travel issue, whether it be travel insurance, a destination you want to know about with regards to safety, or maybe some of the extra costs. Another thing too, Max, is that sometimes when you get a cheap holiday, you don't realise that once you land at where you're going to go, because of the differential of the Australian dollar, like in the Americas, for example, and Europe as well, the costs can be absolutely astronomical.
Yeah, that's certainly happening at the moment in the United States, but more so in Europe. I mean, you can go to places and you don't know, like in London, you'd go there and you're changing your Australian dollar, you might get only 40 pennies back, 38 pennies or 40 pennies.
Terrible.
For every Australian dollar. And many a time the McDonald's a couple of weeks ago was costing around about $3.80 just for the hamburger, and then by the time you put the Coke and the French fries, looking about $8 or $9 Australian dollars for
goodness
a McDonald's.
Gracious.
It's nearly twice our pricings down here, so you've got to look at that. And in reverse to that, I was in Indonesia a couple of weeks ago, and the Australian dollar was buying you about 5,800 Indonesian rupees to one Australian dollar. So you're actually getting things so cheap in Indonesia. And, you know, it works in reverse, but you have to be careful about that. And you also got to understand, if you're going to Europe, which currency do I take to Europe?
For a consultation from a travel agent, where do we stand right now?
Right across America, about 85% of travel agents in America are charging booking fees and or consultation fees in order to make sure that that agency can survive. It is an instigation in America, Canada. It's now happening across Japan. Asia is looking at it quite seriously. I was actually there last week talking to the Asians about the implementation of service fees. Australia is on the ball. 45-50% of Australian travel agents now are charging a booking fee prior to you actually making a reservation. $100 for an international booking, which comes off your final balance anyway. And then there's amendments and cancellation fees, service fees. You'll find that it will become a lot more common as time goes on. The airlines, and I mentioned this many times on air before, are very, very smartly getting travel agents to do what I call negative marketing.
What's that mean?
Well, basically, for example, last week Qantas introduced a new fee called a PTA fee. It's a prepaid ticket advice fee. So if physically, Leon, if you're living in Cairns and you say, I want a paper ticket issued in Cairns, Max, for my mother to fly Cairns-Adelaide, then the Qantas will impose on travel agents a $50 PTA fee. And they haven't told you guys about it, but they expect us travel agencies to market it to you, which is a bit of a kick in the gut. So that's,
why?
Well, basically, I don't know if they're gutless or whereas the banks actually allow us to do it, or they put it in the media. The airlines ask us to do the negative marketing. You actually have to inquire deeply with an airline to find out what fees they're charging. Now, understand the logic of this. They'll impose a $50 fee, they'll pass it on to Axis Travel, American Express, Thomas Cook, whatever, and then that agency either absorbs the fee, which they can't do because they lose money in everything they do, or pass it on to the consumer. And that's what we're going to have to do, is pass on the fees that the hotels, the airlines, the cruise companies are imposing upon us, and pass them on to our clients.
Now listen, I've heard a lot of got a question from Max Nager from Axis Travel about any travel question at all, 8224 0000. And if you have any travel question at all about travel insurance, about particular deals you can get, any questions about how direct or indirect you can fly to a particular destination, be it either in Australia or overseas, somewhere in Europe or the Americas or elsewhere, 8224 0000.
I have a group of five or six schoolgirls coming towards you, and they're sort of giggling and laughing, and you're just sort of walking your way opposite direction to them, and they come past you. They brisk past you with their school bag or their just a folder, and it bumps you on that side, and next thing you know, they lifted your wallet and stuff like that. And it's a bunch of five or six schoolgirls, and I can remember vividly taking a tour group to France, and I actually saw this happening twice in front of me at a distance of about 500 metres, and it was just fantastic. I was most impressed. They do it so well and so casually, and you don't even know they've done it, because you look at the innocence of the girls and say, ah, there's no way, and they do it.
Let's continue with Max Nager from Axis Travel. Extend with Max Nager from Axis Travel. Let's go to...